Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And this is for the recording date of Sunday, June the 9th, 2013. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to destroy the mind of Satan, to destroy the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We endeavor to destroy the demonic mind of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. We want to climb up out of that mindset, that mentality. We want to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. And as we climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, we will come to understand that it is incumbent upon the poor, the working class, the oppressed masses of the people, that we must come together and should come together, overcoming all barriers, racial, ethnic, religious, political, regional, all of these barriers, gender, age, and come together, work together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or an organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, coordinator, facilitator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Let us pause and give praises to the Almighty Creator and the Almighty Creatress. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11. Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting. That is Yahweh as Father. In the African Arabic language, the Almighty Father is known as Allah. A-L-L-A-H. Now, Allah is not only an African Arabic word, but Allah is rooted in the African Hebrew language, as the African Hebrew language is one of the root languages of the African Arabic language, found under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, carrying the definition of the ascender. Allah, the Almighty Father, is the ascender that raises us up into his mind of supreme knowledge, exalts us into his mind of supreme knowledge, that we collectively may defeat the weak and impotent knowledge of this wicked, no good, rotten system, and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, the Almighty Father was known as Amen. That hidden and unseen sacred masculine power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father, the same Almighty Father known as the Great and the Grand Father, the Great Spirit, the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause to give thanks and praises to the Almighty Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, Mother Holy Spirit, the word mother in the African Hebrew language is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Aim. Numbers chapter 11 again, Moses refers to Yahweh as also having the attribute of conceiving. That is Yahweh as mother. Now, so Yahweh is an African scientific word that describes the attributes of father as begetting and mother as conceiving. This is an African scientific word that describes the birth process. The first law of science is cause and effect. And so this is the law of birth, giving birth to birth. Yahweh is the self-existing one, the existing one. To exist is to live. And so this is existence and life giving birth to life and existence. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. The word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is Kakmoth, 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Wisdom is feminine because Holy Spirit is feminine. She's our mother. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. There's that word conceive. Only the feminine conceives. Holy Spirit is our mother. She is not only the mother of Jesus. She is your, my, our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe, mother of the human family. In the African Arabic language, her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Ruach, the word Kadosh is the African Hebrew word for a living, sacred, holy, sanctified, set apart entity. Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, and Ruach is feminine because Holy Spirit is feminine. She's our mother. In the African Arabic language, her name is Illa. Ashadu Illa Illa Ha'il Allah, our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say. Properly understood, none but our mother Illa and our father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say. Properly understood, that means in the name of our mother Illa, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Illa is also an African Hebrew word. African Hebrew is the root language of the African Arabic, found under the number 5930 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, carrying the definition of occurrence and circumstance, in that Mother Holy Spirit, under the name Illa, changes our circumstance and occurrences when we are exalted and raised into her mind of supreme wisdom, we are now enabled and empowered to change our circumstance and occurrences and defeat the impotent and weak wisdom of this wicked world system of death, hell, and destruction, and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen sacred feminine power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. Sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, I greet you in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ, Mashiach, the Messiah, Yahshua, Jesus, has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie Rastafari was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie, as the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days of Babylon, Rastafari from long time have preached and prophesied the fall of Babylon. The nation of Islam, most honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Malcolm X, Louis Farrakhan today have preached for years the fall of Babylon. We are in that prophetic time and day. And this is not the day that we are to be sad, for the fall of Babylon means the redemption of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. It means freedom, justice, and equality for the human family. It means the eradication of poverty and impoverishment and wickedness and devilment and warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction. So we are happy to see the fall of Babylon. And we are happy that in this day and time, as we come to understand that it is our duty and mission to manifest Christ within our person, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon. We want to get to this new name concept put forth by the scripture, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, but popularized by the Rastafari sisters and Rastafari brethren of Ethiopia, of Jamaica. The Rastafari are the first to talk openly and often about the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon. Let's go back over. Dealing with some sinus issues, so sisters and brothers, please, tolerate me, forgive me. But Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12. Let's go back over that and get to this new name reality and understand that all of us have the potential to be the new names of Jesus Christ in this time, in these last days of judgment in Babylon. Him that overcometh, this is Yahushua talking, this is Jesus Christ talking, his African Hebrew name Yahushua, his African Hebrew title Mashiach, that we get Jesus Christ from. But he spoke African Hebrew. He did not speak Greek to his African Hebrew sisters and brothers. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Now we're talking about overcoming this Babylon system, overcoming death, hell, destruction, and division, overcoming all of those boundaries that keep we, the masses of the people, from interacting with each other, that we may collectively overcome and overthrow this wicked system. Him that overcometh Babylon, him that overcometh the American Empire, the British Empire, the modern day state of Israel Empire, him that overcometh the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. These that overcome will be made a pillar. These who stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness, stand up like an obelisk, stand up like a pillar, stand up like the one who has the seed of the Almighty in his and her consciousness and is able to emit that seed of truth, justice, and righteousness using the tongue and the mouth and the words of truth that are able to emit in words, in speech, in language, into the ear of the human being through the ear, like a sacred vaginal tract that goes into the mind, which is the womb. And the mind that is a womb now has taken on that seed of life that is like spiritual sperm that is found in the words of the Most High in the universe that is now in my mind, and my mind now begets and conceives ideas that cause me and enables me and empowers me and you and us and we and us to overcome this no good rotten system of death, hell, and destruction. We will be pillars. We will be pillars in the temple of God. The word temple causing us to understand that the universe is the temple. The earth is the temple. And your physical structure is the literal temple for the Christ spirit that is the real you that resides in the temple that gives animation to the temple that we call our physical bodies and our physical structures. Yes, you are a literal piece of the Most High living in human flesh, living in the sacred temple that is your sacred human flesh, the human flesh not divided from the Christ spirit, but one with the Christ spirit and divine, because the flesh and the spirit coming from the divine reality of the divine Most High Father and Most High Mother. This whole creation is divine and full of divinity and is one with the supreme creator and creatress. And we must be reborn so that we may manifest that reality and become one with the Creator, Creatress, and one with the divine creation. Temple of my God, the word God in the African Hebrew language, ultimately Yahweh. Yahweh is father and mother, begetting and conceiving, existence, life, the principles of existence and life for the human family. And then also Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, the angels and our ancestors. And we are Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. And he shall go no more out. This means that the whole universe will be manifesting the reality that we are the temple of the Most High, the temple of God. So when we meet a brother and a sister on the street, we will yet be meeting temples of the Most High. We will all be manifesting the reality that we are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, and everywhere we go will be peace and love and righteousness and freedom and justice and equality. And it will be as if we are always continuously in church, in mosque, in cathedral, in synagogue, always, everywhere, the temple of the Most High, the whole universe, the temple of the Most High. It says, and I will write upon him the name of my God. We said Yahweh, which means the principles of life and existence. No more death, hell, and destruction. No more warfare and bloodshed. And we said Elohim, children of the Most High, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem. Jerusalem means teacher of peace, double peace. So we will be in that day, which can be this day, the teachers of peace, the teachers of the truth of the universe that will make the whole of the human family whole and complete. Totally connected to the Most High and connected to creation, I. Totally complete as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, totally exempt from warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. So Jerusalem coming out of heaven, this means that we study the material universe to come to understand these scientific realities. The universe is the teacher of peace. The universe is the teacher of this reality. That is why you don't even have to claim a religion. Just live in the universe. Claim to be an atheist if you want to. But you live in the universe, and the universe is that first teacher of the reality of the Most High and the first teacher of the reality of peace, that we should all live in peace and love and righteousness. This is why you can claim a religion, claim a different religion, claim various religions, claim spiritual reality, claim traditional spiritualism, or claim to be an atheist if you are at all in any way attuned to the universe will teach. Because the universe, the scientific study of the material universe, is that teacher of Jerusalem. That teaching that is Jerusalem. So when we say New Jerusalem comes out of heaven, comes down out of heaven, and the words coming down has to do with that spiritual reality, scientifically studied, coming down to reach the sister and the brother that is in the lowest position in society, those who are on the most bottom of the rail, those who are under the foot of the oppressor, those who are in the jails, and those who are captives, and those who are ourselves internationally, may not in a physical jail, but we are in the jail and the prison and captives of this wicked system that serves us up to warfare and bloodshed. So we who are on the bottom, locked out of society, We are they who have been raised, and we are giving scientific study to the material universe to understand peace and understand Jerusalem and understand that we are Jerusalem. Elsewhere in Revelation, Jerusalem is the bride of the Son of God, the bride of Christ, and we know that the church is the bride of Christ. So we the church, we the believer, we the revolutionary, no matter what political affiliation, no matter what religion you claim, if we understand this reality, we are the bride of Christ, the bride of that power, that anointing, whose purpose is to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. That's the purpose of Christ. So if we understand that reality, we are Jerusalem. We are the bride of Christ. We are the woman of Christ. You have to study the bride, study the woman, study the womb, study and understand that we are coming in this feminine reality, whether you are a man or a woman, coming in this feminine reality to be impregnated spiritually, mentally, and morally, and consciously with the ideas of freedom, justice, and equality. And I will write upon him my new name. This means that this name, these new names, are names that have never been known. These are people that have never been known. So Christ came in the ancient days in the name and person of Heru. In that would be about 4,800 years BC. Then you have the time of Krishna, 1,500 years BC. Christ came in the person of Krishna. Then you have about 600 years BC. Christ came in the person of the Buddha. Then you have around, 300-400 years BC, somewhere around in there, Christ coming in the person of Quetzalcoatl, if I have those dates correct. Then you have in 30 BC, is it? Let me see now. No, 3 BC, if I have it correct. Around 3 BC, the coming in the person of Jesus, his African Hebrew name, Yahushua. And we say in these days and times, Christ coming again in your person, in my person, in my name, in your name. New name. Rastafari talk about the new name. Bob Marley, interview 1979, say, some people search for Jesus, but it tell you say, him no come again as Jesus. It tell you say, him come in a new name. And that name shall be terrible and dreadful amongst the heathen. Now the Rastafari sisters and brothers say that new name is Rastafari, Haile Selassie I. But we don't want to just relegate the new name concept to Haile Selassie I. We don't want to just do like has been done, argue about the divinity of Haile Selassie. Is he God? Some of the Rastafari sisters and brothers yet debate that reality. I want to debate this reality. Are you divine? Are you God and goddess? Are you the Almighty in human flesh? See, Haile Selassie I represents you and me, represents I and I. So we want to get deep into this and take our time and plumb these realities. Let's take our first break. And I will see you on the other side of the break.